looking at a collection that of Fayetteville faces that I took 20 years ago. It's a different set than the ones that I took 3 years ago. When you look at the people, it's almost as if the character has changed somehow.
Don House has innumerable stories to tell of people and places. There is not a face he has forgotten in 25 years. Every picture is a story that has been etched in his mind, and these are precisely the stories he hopes to tell through his photography project called, well, Stories. The project involves photographing Fayetteville faces against a fixed backdrop. Nothing changes except the faces.
You know, they started in 1986 on Springfest on Dixon Street during a festival there, and I just set up a backdrop and photographed anyone I could get to walk in off the street. And it was 10 years before those photographs were actually exhibited at the Walton Arts Center in 1996. 150 images of people from the area. And I think it was then that I saw how powerful that collection was. I didn't even realize it myself, that the negatives in the files really contained a real window on the community. It was like a part of the community that was, you were looking at a bit of history as well as a current, I guess, look at the community.
Don says just photographing these faces means a lot to a lot of people. Having seen photographs of individuals who aren't in the world anymore, relationships that don't exist anymore, people were moved by just looking at the faces. In 2006, Laura Goodwin from the Walton Arts Center commissioned Don to do a redo. The exhibition, appropriately named Second Glance, also involved photographing several hundred people quickly during the course of a single day.
You know, of all the areas of photography that I dabble in, portraiture is the one area that I have very strict rules about, I guess, for myself. It's like there's a responsibility that I feel to the person that I'm photographing, and also to the viewer that looks at it, that what you are seeing is actually a pretty good representation of this person's personality and character. And so I usually, when I photograph, I also like to photograph full body rather than faces, because there's so much information in clothing, shoes, whether the person brought something with them. And frequently when someone comes in to be photographed in these projects, I ask them to bring everything that they brought with them in and lay it on the canvas. You know, if they're carrying bags or they've got a baby stroller or whatever, just bring it in, include it in the photograph, because it says so much about their lives at this moment in time.
Don's studio is a simple place, really. Lined with photographs from Stories and his other projects, it reflects the kind of images Don wants to shoot. Minimalistic and, most importantly, real. For the purpose of this project, he shoots his photos only in black and white to minimize any distractions and maintain the focus on the face. Don feels the need to narrate some stories.
Let's do it. We have on the outside window, there's some of the portraits from the last, small portraits from the last project.
He walks towards a wall.
I'd like to tell you about this photograph because it's one of the most recent photographs that I've taken. On Highway 16, you eventually come to the town of Fallsville. There's only one building there. It's a small convenience store, gas station. This man, and I was there having coffee with him at his picnic table a few months ago, and this small fawn walked out of the woods while we were standing there and just walked over to us and looked at us and then turned and walked toward this busy highway. And this man jumped up, his name is Craig, he jumped up and grabbed the fawn, saved it from certain death. I always keep a camera handy, naturally, so I grabbed a quick shot and then he took the fawn back out in the woods. But you see this very gentle man holding this gentle fawn who seems totally at ease in his arms, not struggling, he's just totally relaxed.
While photographing people's faces, Don says a connection takes place. They become a part of his family. Often his subjects don't remember him as well as he remembers them, which makes his effusive greetings seem suspicious. What they don't realize is that they've left a part of themselves and their history with Don. Sometimes people do remember and come back for a second take on their lives.
Recently, I re-photographed a mother and child that I had photographed 20 years ago, you know, a mother and an infant, and now mother and college student coming back later to be photographed. And one of the benefits, I guess, of this way I do photography, which may just be pure laziness to never change anything, it could be that too, but is that when they come back 20 years later and we re-photograph them, they can put the next photograph on the wall next to the one 25 years ago, and it looks like they were both taken at the same time. But what's changed in there is the people.
As Don walks around his studio, a grandfather cuckoo clock that belonged to his father strikes two.
Step outside for a second and some other images out here.
Several images of the fateful people he has clicked recently are taped to a glass wall in a studio at the Fateful Underground. People who participate in his project get a copy of their photograph a few days later.
This group of photos are ones that were taken last month during First Thursday. And when I saw the number of people that were coming to the Fayetteville Underground, and after I became part of it here and opened a studio, I couldn't resist trying to incorporate those into this long-term Faces of the Area project. And this is, we photographed over 65 people, 34, 35 different groups. But I think what is displayed here is everything that we've just talked about at one point or another. You can look at these images and see a very happy relationships that people, it's very clear, of people who are in love, children embracing each other and having fun. As you know, the only instruction that I give people is that the chair has to be somewhere in the photograph. It's a chair that's been with me for many, many years, and there's something about that chair and the continuity of having it from photo to photo that adds a scale or something to it, but it's effective and I like it in there.
Another element that is a constant part of Don's projects is the Arkansas landscape. The photographer's relationship with Arkansas is evident in his first book, The Buffalo Creek Chronicles.
Buffalo Creek Chronicles was a collaboration with both the writer Gary Lance and the ranch owner, Sue Selman, and Sue wrote about her childhood of growing up in a group of cowboys on a cattle ranch. Gary wrote a naturalist history of a month-by-month document, really, of how the environment is changing, what's growing and what's changing as the seasons go by. And then I took a series of photographs of the ranch and the surrounding area.
His second book, Not a Good Sign, published in 2009, is a fun book about the unusual signs that he chances upon while driving on the back roads.
When I go into these small communities and sometimes come across signs that are placed unusually or have typos or something about them that brings up a level of humor that wasn't expected, I'll stop and photograph them. And one sign in particular that just made me realize I wanted to just put together a collection of them was a sign that I actually took in my town of Elkins that I live close to, where at the high school marquee had misspelled the word Christmas. And there was something about that I found really humorous. And when I passed by it, the first thing that crossed my mind was, this is not a good sign. And that was how the title of the book came into being.
For now, Don prepares to click some more faces and memorize some more stories.
The most rewarding part is when the person who's looking at the photograph realizes that you have definitely captured them, even though they may rather look differently, but they recognize that, yes, this is the real me. And that's a very rewarding thing when you can capture that.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.